Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese are back. Tuesdays with Elliot. Robert Ory is going to join us at 4:30. Big Shot Bob. Ask him about these same questions with Nick Nurse, James Harden, Joel Embiid, etc. That's coming up.
Big Shot Bob.
Big playoff performer.
Man. Scored the final 7 points of that game three in the 2001 finals. Hit that three-pointer, everybody remembers, but he had scored the last seven for the Lakers that game. Lakers are going to win that series anyway, but still, tied 1-1 game three. That's the series right there.
Yeah.
Getting that. So.
Well, Tim Donaghy made sure they won't win that series.
That was when he was at his peak, right?
He's active.
But he hit some shots with San Antonio, too. Houston.
Yep.
Earlier with he was part of the 94, 95.
Yeah. I always remember the shot he
hit. Well, he won seven titles, right? Yeah, he won seven titles.
Really?
Is he the GOAT?
Based off titles.
Got rings? Michael who?
I always remember that shot he hit against the Kings. Remember, the ball got batted out.
That wasn't the finals. Marks was talking about.
Yeah, but that wasn't the finals.
No, that was the conference finals. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he joins us coming up in about an hour, 4:30. Our Twitter questions today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for the best selection of diamond engagement rings, no Philly sales tax, safe, secure parking. Visit marks-jewelers.com for more info. Here's a question. If Elliot was to be cast in a reality show,
oh God,
current or past, what is the best fit for him?
You put this on Twitter?
We will.
Oh God, I can only imagine the responses.
What's the options?
I think it's a fill in the blank.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be very kind.
Would be one of the husbands.
Yeah, the
Real Housewives
for sure.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Real Housewives or something. You're one of the husbands for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, of where?
Well,
it could be Philly, could be Jersey.
The Real Housewives of or husbands of Philly would be interesting.
No, it'd have to be a suburban town, not Philly.
Yes.
Well, they do major cities. They do like New York.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying for you, it's
Real Housewives of King of Prussia.
Narberth.
Oh yeah, Narberth. Yeah, I'm sure Bravo will pick that one up. Yeah.
Well, they would still call it Philadelphia.
Yeah, they would just be living.
It would really be
the main line is probably where.
Right. What about like a Road Rules or one of those ones?
The Road Rules Challenge?
Yeah, well, what's the original one that I can't get the name of? The Real World.
Real World. They did that in Philly.
And yeah, they did. Yeah. That an old city, the house was.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Well, all right, there you go. Yeah. You can always aspire to something, Elliot.
Yes. Career goals.
Well, Elliot, we're 100 days from football. 100 days.
Crazy.
And where's the music?
I know.
You get to.
We're Jack on that.
You get to. So is there a practice this week that you get to.
Yeah.
That you get to attend?
Maybe. I think there's a chance this week. Yeah. So, yeah, 100 days. I think it will be the first chance this week. I'm not sure.
So, Jeff McClain said Thursday.
Yeah. That's what.
So, the reason why.
I don't know if we're allowed to say it.
Who said that? So the reason
Jeff McClain put it out on Twitter.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Jeff McClain's reporting.
No? There's no
there
ripping.
We go.
Okay.
I just saw Jeff McClain today.
Yeah,
he's doing his podcast in here.
No, but still ducking me.
So
still
is ducking. He said hi to me. He's like, "Hey, John, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, what's going
hey,
on?"
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
So the reason you haven't been in a practice is there hasn't been a practice, right?
Yeah, it's been, well, they're on the field doing drills and stuff. This is the week where they can start doing 7-on-7, 11-on-11.
And that's when you're allowed to go, or that's where they have to allow you to
I believe so, yeah.
There's
two that they have to let us watch.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. So So this, I mean, they're not going to have pads on, or I would not think. It's not going to be, you know, full go. But this is a real, you know, if everybody's there, that's also an interesting thing. What players are not going to be at these? They are voluntary, but a lot of times if players aren't there, it's to send a message. But we'll get a look at the depth chart to see where certain guys are at. Who do they have at linebacker? Who do they have at safety? Is Cam Jurgens a starting right guard? So these practices are a lot about just seeing where the depth chart is right now. Yeah.
Speaking of Jurgens being over there at right guard, what do you make of Baldy putting out there that Lane Johnson wants to play next to a bigger guard than as opposed to a 300-pound guard that plays center?
Well, I think it explains why they drafted a guard and they were talking about – who was the guy who retired that they brought in for a tryout?
DJ Fluker.
Oh, DJ Fluker. Fluker. Yeah. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Bit of a fluke.
What a dad joke.
So right now, Elliot, your prediction, it's starting right guard for the Eagles.
I think it'll be Cam Jurgens this Thursday when I'm out there, for sure.
Well, what about when the season starts?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Tyler Steen that they drafted from Alabama, he's a bigger guy. He played tackle in college. I could see him getting some reps there. I mean, Cam Jurgens was a second-round pick. So ultimately –
to be a center.
But you got to give him a chance at one point. You can't have him sit for the first 2 years of his contract on the bench unless you just don't think he's good. And if it's a miss, it's a miss. But – you have to at least give him a chance.
Well, maybe a miss at guard, but not at center. I don't know if he's big enough to be over there playing at center. That's always been my concern with him because he's a center, right? Like, I wouldn't play Jason Kelce at right guard.
Right.
But is he that much smaller than, say, Amalu?
No, but he looks smaller.
In person, they definitely look –
He looks way smaller.
Yeah, but on paper, I don't think it's that big of a difference.
Yeah, but that's listed weight tonight.
Yeah. Seeing him in the locker room, there's definitely.
All I'm saying is, when I saw that tweet from Baldy, I know how close he is with Lane.
Yeah,
and he's over in the barn, and they do the workout stuff.
And
so you know, Lane may sometimes be confiding in Baldy, just talking ball.
Yeah.
With Baldy. And Baldy is more or less speaking freely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean those type of concerns, like, man,
I need this... a 270-pound guard next to me?
Because that puts pressure on Lane.
Right.
Well, and I know when he signed with the Steelers, it was just kind of a quick afterthought. But Seumalo was extremely popular.
I always
liked
Seumalo. Yeah.
Kelce almost like gets brought to tears when he talks
Kelce
about
it. Kelce said it's the most intelligent player that he's ever played with on the line.
Lane's always played next to him, you know, last few years, obviously, before then he didn't. But, yeah, I think the Seumalo loss, this is why I thought he was the most important free agent to bring back in some ways. And people fought back on that. But if their offensive line's a problem next year, the years where they have struggled, it has been offensive line.
Yeah.
And so if Cam Jurgens not the answer, they absolutely have to bring in some type of veteran that has played the position. And it sounds like a bigger body veteran.
Or what about the kid? Is the kid, can they get him up to speed? The Bama kid they just drafted.
So he played tackle in college. He did play guard at the Senior Bowl. And Jeff Stallone's a great coach. I think it'd be tough to get him ready for week one.
Right.
Cam Jurgens is... I would be pretty surprised.
He's probably going to be in there.
He's not starting
week
one.
I just wonder how long it lasts.
How long he's out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Fair enough. This year's different for everybody because the Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl appearance where there was a narrowly lost the game.
Yeah.
They are the odds-on favorite to win the NFC. They are closely right behind the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Going into the season. So, like, last year we were talking about Jalen Hurts, the guy. They should have traded for Russell. I mean, such a different offseason this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think the task at hand for Nick Sirianni is incredibly different, too. Not only has he lost both his coordinators, from just everyday perspective, he's, A, having to monitor the defense a little bit more just because Sean Desai is new, you know, monitor that. But also, he's lost his play caller. So, not only do you have that off-the-field kind of issue you're dealing with from a coaching perspective, but I really, truly believe that the toughest part of this year for the Eagles is going to be just dealing with all the ramifications of coming off the Super Bowl. Your offseason was shorter. People now want to be paid where maybe last year it was a little more okay, all right, I'll sacrifice for the team. Mm-hmm. AJ was, you know, he got the most targets on the team, but you remember in the playoffs, like there seemed like there was maybe a little bit of unhappiness there. Devontae is in a contract year. How's he going to handle if he's not a huge part of it? You have two running backs that are both in, I believe, one-year deals essentially, right? DeAndre Swift has 1 year left. Penny signed a one-year deal. So last year when you were 8-0, you got off to such a good start. Everyone was going to keep quiet about anything they were upset about. This year, you see it all the time with Super Bowl teams. Once you come off playing in that game, things change. 2017, they won the game, obviously, but the next year we saw the ramifications of that. We were still talking about the Super Bowl logo being up in the locker room in like week 9. That team never really moved on from that Super Bowl. So that'll be a challenge for Nick, and I think he's done it in some ways already at press conferences he's been at, but can he move on from that game? Can he kind of deal with the ramifications players are going to have after, you know, a really successful year?
Real questions.
Yep.
Well, the Devontae one is a huge
one. Yeah. No,
like,
for sure.
This is probably the most important year of Devontae's life in a way, right? When you consider if he has an outstanding year, he will get generational wealth after this. And he's probably already achieved enough where he is going to get paid. But the numbers he puts up this year are going to directly impact in a lot of ways.
How much?
How much guaranteed money he gets. How many teams are interested at the end of this year. So that's a tough thing to balance. And that's on Nick. And that's on Jalen, too. Like, there are a lot of guys on the field now that are going to need the ball. That's why I think the DeAndre Hopkins thing, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you want to bring that into the locker room. Nothing against him, but just in terms of targets, taking snaps from people,
I agree.
Those type of things.
And you're talking about a guy who is he's already had a borderline Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
So he's coming in with a certain mindset that he's already accomplished and established himself more than any of you guys have as a wide receiver. Yeah, it would be.
With AJ?
Yeah, it would be a tough room to have to juggle the egos.
If you look at his career, he's averaged almost 10 targets a game.
Yeah.
Guys that were not AJ, Devontae, and Goddard last year averaged about 4 targets a game. So unless you're taking targets away from those three or you're just giving him 4 targets a game, I don't see how that would fit.
Agreed. All right, we'll head back to the phones in a second. How many – I don't think we actually went over with you. I don't even think we did it ourselves. So win-loss total before your first practice of the season, where you have
I think I had him at 12 when I went through all of it. But I do think they're closer to probably 11 than 14. Like, next year's going to be tough, not just because of the schedule, but it's just so much tougher to repeat success. Everyone's looking at – everyone's ready for you. Everyone knows your strengths. Now they have to come up with a counterpunch instead of kind of last year they were able to catch people by surprises. So I think next year could be a bit of a rocky year.
Rocky year? I got to say 13-4.
All right. So I think it's going to be tough.
So 12, but you wouldn't be surprised with 11, and you would be surprised if it was like last year, 14.
What they have going for them is the NFC is so wide open.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yep. Well, I mean, now what they have going against them is the second-best team in the NFC is in their division, right? So as good as everything went last year for the Eagles, they did not clinch the division until the last 2 minutes of the last game of the season. Part of that's because Jalen got hurt, but Dak missed 5 games as well, if I remember correctly. So I think, you know, next year I would probably pick them to be the one seed, but I could picture a world where they don't look as impressive during the year, but then they get it rolling come playoff time.
Right.
I got Seattle, at Dallas.
Losses.
Yeah, at Seattle, at Dallas, Kansas City.
Yes.
And the Jets.
So I think they start 1-1. I think they're going to lose one of those games, whether it's New England or Minnesota.
Nah.
I think that's a really tough way to start the season.
We're starting off 5-0.
Okay. So we're starting off 5-0, yeah. I think...
That's what I went through the schedule. Well, that's what I have.
The Bucs is an easy win week 3. Is it the Rams week 4?
Rams are week 5. No, the Commanders 4. So I got to start off 4-0.
Okay.
And then I got the Rams.
Do you think they definitely win both those first two?
Yeah, they beat New England. They'll beat Minnesota. They beat Tampa Bay. They beat Washington. They beat the Rams.
Now, the Rams game could be a little tougher if Stafford's still healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got them losing to the Jets. So,
yes.
I said they'll beat the Rams and they'll lose to the Jets only because you got to go to L.A. for a late game and then come back and play another late game against the Jets the following week. So, back-to-back road games, I'll give them the game against the Jets. They finally break the streak of having never lost to the Eagles,
and which we'll have to hear about. Game, yes, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
right?
It's 4:25. Yep.
Yep.
It's
and
the
then
Fox
the
game.
Dolphins the next week. I think they'll probably split those two. If they lose to the Jets, they'll beat the Dolphins.
Come back, beat the Dolphins, beat Washington, beat Dallas, and then we go through a little bit of a tough stretch. You got to play Dallas, Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas. So I got us beating Dallas at home. Next week against Kansas City will be tough.
Yeah, I think that's a loss.
We come back, bounce back after everybody loses their damn mind after we lose the Super Bowl rematch. And Buffalo is the big win at home for us this year. We beat Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills at home. And then we get the rematch against San Francisco and the Niners.
I think they win that game.
I think they beat them too. Yeah. And then I worry about the back-to-back Dallas-Seattle.
Yep, at Dallas, at Seattle.
Yeah, I worry about that. Yeah, I worry about those two right there.
Yep.
So I think that's our little bump in the road right there. And then we finish up with the Giants and Arizona and the Giants.
Well, but see, I think that
we beat those teams.
The tough thing is teams traditionally start slow. I know you have them at 5-0, but teams traditionally start slow coming off the Super Bowl. So early on, if they don't get off to a 5-0, you know, 6-1 start or whatever,
it could be trouble.
Right. That's, I think, the tough part of the schedule is if you have to get off to a fast start,
put the wins
otherwise,
in the
things could get ugly. Now, the good news is it might only take 11 or 12 wins to get the number one seed in the NFC. Because I don't think, you know, the Lions are probably the best team in the North. I don't think they're going to get 13 wins. Dallas would be the top competition. And for as much as everyone thinks San Francisco is, they are unaware who their quarterback is right now. And not many teams go into a season completely unaware who, not just if he's good or not, who it's going to be. It could be Sam Darnold. It could be
Brock. It's going to be Sam Darnold. You watch.
Okay. Or Trey
Lance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, I think they have the least, well, not the least invested in him. But I think he's probably third on the
I think he's the most talented of the three.
He might be. But, I think they'll want Trey Lance to an extent to win the job. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, Brock Purdy did what he did last year. But just from a Niners perspective, they don't even know who their quarterback is. So, I really do think, you know, what they need last year to get the one seed, was it 14 wins?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take 14 wins this year. I think they could win 12 and maybe, you know, get that number one seed.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Hassan is calling from Strawberry Mansion. I think back on the Sixers. Hassan, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing this afternoon?
How are you?
What's up, Hassan?
What up?
Man, I called in to talk Nick Nurse. I got blessed with ESP being there here to grind him up about his Boston championship tour you went on after they beat us.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. That take didn't hold up all the time.
Now,
I will say they shot really poorly for three games and that ended it. I still think they're a better team than the Heat. But.
Well, they're more talented team than the Heat, but they weren't better coached than the Heat.
They were not. No, I agree. Spoelstra is one of the only coaches in the league I think is a clear competitive advantage.
Yeah, and if you think back, Nick Nurse clearly outcoached a more talented Sixers team when they beat us with Kawhi on that dream shot.
I agree. I think Nick Nurse is on the short list of coaches in the league that could be a competitive advantage. I think most of the coaches don't matter. A lot of them are terrible. Then there's maybe four or five that can win a series because of the coaching. And now that he has a much better roster than he had in Toronto, I think you will see more of that.
Yes, indeed. And I totally disagree with your wins and losses on the Eagles season.
How many?
What do you got him at?
Kansas City, I think we'll play a little better than you guys are already giving us a loss for. Like, we went toe-to-toe with them in the Super Bowl. Like, that should end as a loss already just because they won that
game.
Well,
we're just predicting wins and losses. And they may win the game, but – we can't just, you
know, I'd be pretty surprised.
Hedge on the ones we think they could lose.
You can have them 17-0.
Yeah. And I think the Chiefs are coming off a
bye too. If we can't pick them to lose against the Chiefs, then why should we pick them to lose against anybody else?
Let's not do it at all.
I think that game is almost a guaranteed loss.
Which means they'll probably win.
Right. And then they'll lose to Buffalo.
Like you never know what once the ball gets rolling on a season, there's sometimes
that's a tough man.
Differently. Yeah.
Dallas, Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas, Seattle.
Seattle.
Man, that's a tough stretch right there.
I mean,
that is a tough
Elliot
stretch.
Elliot wanted the league investigated for doing it to him.
I mean, not to get me started on that again, but I think it was completely disrespectful to the Eagles that they gave them this schedule.
Man.
Opening on, again, I know you think they're going to win the first two, but I think at New England and then Minnesota on the short week is hard.
You got to go 4-1 in the first five minimum.
Well, it's tough to do. Not a lot of teams have done that coming off the Super Bowl.
No,
you're
right.
Most teams start 2-3, 3-2, something like that.
No, you're absolutely right. But I wonder what the difficulty of their schedule was. Because normally if you're a prime team, you're getting big games coming right out of the gate.
Yeah. So the Dolphins game is a Sunday night at home.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. It potentially could be depending.
I mean,
we played
Tua last year when he was healthy. I think there was something like
they really got us with these times.
Yeah,
I'm looking at these times right now.
Get ready for a lot of nighttime.
pregame
shows.
Goodness, yes.
I think there's only two 1 o'clock.
It's a lot of 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock games on this schedule.
Do they have any 1 o'clock home games?
Washington.
Washington. Okay, that makes sense. That's I don't think Washington's going to find themselves. Joshua Harris. He'll be at that game.
Washington and Arizona. Can you believe that?
And but who knows?
Are the
by
only
the year,
two
too.
1 o'clock
yeah.
games, Washington and
that's
Arizona.
And that's a New Year's Eve game.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. Against yeah, Arizona. We'll all be, yeah.
Do you think Joshua Harris comes?
Oh, that's a New Year's Eve game.
Yep.
Not New Year's Day game.
And Arizona is likely to be one of the worst teams in football.
How the New Year's Eve is going to be on a Sunday? Or is that a Saturday?
I don't know.
They do have Saturday games that late in the year.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Will Gannon be the head coach by then?
What's up, Bird Gang?
Yes.
He might make it to there.
Now, will you be able to remain objective that week and cover
I've always been objective about Gannon. It's other people that let their emotions get in the way.
I just
use stats.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
It is a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Wow, New Year's Eve on Sunday night. I guess everybody will be home like me.
Mm. Whoa, they play New Year's Eve Sunday night?
No, it's 1 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean New Year's Eve is on a Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, gotcha, yes. Yeah.
No, it's a 1 o'clock game, yes.
Maybe I'll go back out to the Hamptons for that one.
Well, there you go. All right, well, Elliot, thank you. How was the Hamptons? Great weekend?
A lot of fun. Although I will say, so on Sunday, I went to the Blink-182 concert. Beach festivals might be getting a little too old.
Well, it was in Atlantic City, so he went from 3 days partying in the Hamptons, driving all the way
Atlantic
to Ocean City. Atlantic City to watch a concert.
Yeah, it was a long few days. Wow. A fun few days, but very fun.
Is that the seeing Swifty?
Yep, seeing Taylor.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been a big concert.
The summer hasn't even hit yet. I mean, what do you
could
got
you
left to do?
Imagine being that active over the course of a couple weeks, Ike?
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
My goodness,
man.
I
enjoyed living vicariously through
Instagram.
My Instagram's always, at Elliot Shore Parks. Anyone want to follow?
Meanwhile, I got a new swing set. That's what I did.
I did see that, too.
This is it? Big weekend.
Yeah. It would look good.
It's a good swing set.
The question is, did you put it together?
Exactly right. No, what do you think?
I'll
show you the video of them rolling it up in like a crane. No, there's no chance I put it together. All right, Elliot, thank you.
Good times.
All right, brother.
We'll talk to you later this week.
Yeah, after that Eagles practice.
All right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, hopefully it's on Thursday.
I'll have my stats. Don't worry.
You will?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, go sharpen your pencil.
Will do.
Coming up, some possible bad news with one of our stars in town, Ike.
Oh, God.
Ooh, boy.
What happened? Is it a big deal? We'll fill you in coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about your hair for a second. It's always a good feeling when you leave the barbershop. I'll leave Razor Bar and I'll be like, man. Hair's looking good. Got a freshie on a Friday, right? And that's what I have scheduled later this week. I have a haircut appointment. Got a big daddy-daughter dance recital coming up this weekend. So I got to get the fresh haircut. And my hair looks great, and that's because of Dr. Glatton's hair team. Because otherwise I'd be really thin, or you know what? My head would probably be shaved because I would have lost so much hair. And if you want to try to get your hair, save your hair, get your hair back, you could shave your head, and if you like it, it's a good look. A lot of guys do it these days. Awesome. But if you want to get your hair back, the place to go, the people to talk to, is Dr. Glatton's Hair Team, the most experienced in the Philadelphia region in hair restoration. And it shows in his work, and it shows in my hair, right? So if you want to see my before and after pictures, go to drglatt.com, drglat.com, or you can call and speak to his hair team right now by calling 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.